This is me very tired, you know. What am I doing? You're sitting here saying, what am I fucking doing? That's what you're doing. Linux is fucking brilliant, except when it's not. And we've got a program that won't start from the actual menu. But it will run from the, it's been installed. Open the program. So I've got to go digging around in the filing system to find out where the fuck the real live actual menu starting point actually is. And I don't mind being clever, but I'm just tired of having to work so hard to be clever and stay clever and keep getting even more clever, because I'm sort of it takes quite a lot of concentration. Oh God, I'm tired of being clever. Bar. It's not OBX, it's OBS. Dumb fuck. Dumb fuck. So this is what I'm doing, I'm recording this. It's not what it's... And guess what I'm up to too? I know you're going to be thrilled at this. But, ta-da! I've bought a new abacus. And, yeah, this is it. It's a proper Japanese business type one, you know. And I don't know if you can hear this, but so there's a dry sort of rubbing, and I suspect that these beads are all pressed alumina beads. They're not plastic. They're pressed alumina powder, which is aluminium oxide, so they're as hard as all fuck. They will last almost forever. And this frame, it's hollow aluminium with sort of a how do we get this new? So it's got internally clipped and stapled connections. So I wouldn't drop it. I wouldn't want to drop it sort of like that off something with a bit of hide on it. And I wouldn't want to do it too many times if it's not high enough the first time. The But aside from that, it looks to be pretty fucking good. The alumina beads, because they're a pressed bead, that's extremely sort of hard mineral wise. It's an extremely hard fucking mineral. And so until that sort of kind of rubs down and it kind of rubs the softer cadmium or zinc plating off the bars, which I think might be a little bit soft and a little bit grippy, because it's like sort of dragging a diamond through lead, you know, sort of thing. But those beads don't slide backwards and forwards really easily. They're not super smooth. So I might have to get some dry Teflon or dry lubricant. One of the very best I've ever used is called BoeShield, BoeShield, and it's a dry lubricant, and it's made for cables and pulleys and all those sort of places that inside aircraft parts and fittings and, you know, inside wings and all this sort of shit, you know, they're the stuff that's only gets sort of serviced every 5 or 10 years or some shit, you know what I mean, of flight time. And so, as long as it's kept reasonably clean and reasonably sort of dry, that lubricant will work really, 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 really well. And it will work really, really, really well for a long period of time. Only it's a bit hard to get in Australia, and because of it being in a solvent base and all this other sort of stuff, it's very it's very expensive in the first place. And to, you know, if you're going to buy, you know, things of lubricant, don't fuck around with like little bottles, you know, or $32, you know, for some sort of shit, you know. Try and get a 5-litre bottle in a 5-litre container. And the cunts want like, I try not to lie or exaggerate unless, you know, that concerns like, people from America being eaten alive by drop bears, because they're very dangerous. And yeah, I think the last time I looked, which was about 3 to 5 years ago, I think it was about $230 for 5 litres. And, you know, if you're going to buy it, at least buy a container that's going to last, you know what I mean? Fuck going about, you know, oh, it's $35 for a little container, you know, a dropper, you know. Fuck. But that's the sort of lubricant it needs on those, inside those, alumina fucking, what are they called? Alumina. Because they're sort of, hear that. There's a rubbing sound. And this is a very flash model. Get some light on here. Because it has a reset, see that? Because it's a lot easier to do that when it's on the flat, you know what I mean? How do I? How do I get that on the flat? That's like your reset button, you know. So it's a lot easier just to reset all those back to zero. And when you're counting, So this is how the Japanese versions work, better than the Chinese ones. Well, that's one, two, three, four, five. See that? Camera. So you go five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. See? And you go, this is exciting. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and then you go 100. See? That's how a sword band works, you know. Or an abacus works, and they're incredibly efficient counting machines. And if you use them, the Japanese for school kiddies, they adapt, you can rewire your brain to count extraordinarily fast and in huge numbers. And what's the other words? Because it's not really multiplying or dividing, it's multiple additions. So if you do, say, 675 kilograms at $10.99 a kilogram, what you're doing is you're doing 675 lots of $10.99. You know what I mean? And the kids that do it, and the kids that people that practice this stuff, can become extraordinarily fast. And then mentally, because they rewire all the synapses in their head to do this shit, they can just sit there and just calculate their fingers in fucking open space and work out, you know, as fast as you can talk. You know, they're doing it, churning out numbers that are in the trillions, you know what I mean? And they're dead accurate. You know, they just add astronomical numbers in their head, and they just use their fingers, you know what I mean? They just go, you know, just sort of as if they actually are using an abacus. It's like, fuck. So that's what I, you know, my sort of things at the moment are about. And you know, I've had a few really bad fucking crashes, and you know, and so what I've done is I've joined up with the Khan Academy, and I'm starting all of my maths again from, you know, the preschool, the kindergarten, well, the early learners, preschool, kindergarten, grade three, and I forget exactly where I am in that scale, but I'm up to sort of course arithmetic unit five, which is multiplying whole numbers by 10.
Multiplying by 10 creates a really neat pattern of numbers. So let's try a few out and see if we can discover the pattern. Let's try to figure it out. We'll start with one that maybe we already know. We'll start something like 2 times 10. And maybe we know the solution, but let's think about more than just the solution. Let's think about...
Well, enough of that. What I'm finding is that with the maths, I do it all in my head. I'm getting a, not so much the 10 times 2 sort of shit, you know what I mean? But the course is extraordinarily good, and you actually have to, because of the way they, this is really hard, this is the clever bit, you know what I mean? They structure the questions, so you have to read the questions and think about the placement of words and how that relates to the processes that are involved in order to get the answer that is needed. And cunning, very cunning. So I'm getting like about 100% for almost everything, except where the questions are not that straightforward, and you have to think about things, you know. And so sometimes the questions are a little bit unclear, and sometimes they can be sort of interpreted in several ways, you know, sort of reasonably sort of thing, you know. And sometimes if you're really tired and having difficulty concentrating, you know, that can be a little bit confusing. But it's not that I can't do maths, is it? It just a sort of, the damage has been fairly severe, you know. And so by redoing all the maths from, like, the very beginning, some of that stuff was just so simple, you know what I mean? And some of it just wasn't. But just by going through the maths, all of it, I can relearn all the maths from grade, from the very beginning right through to, what's it called? Not atomic physics. What's the words? Fuck. I don't know, but, you know, university PhD levels. And that's good. And, you know, cleverness is one of those things. It's sort of a little bit of a, see, when Sal Khan started this, he tried to teach mathematics alphabetically. This is a very simple and not trying to show off example, okay? Well, it's good. I like maths. I like showing off because it's a lot of fun. It's like, fuck, this is so extraordinary. It's great, you know? Share it with people. Share the enthusiasm. Share the love of the subject. Share the fucking, you know, all the knowledge and that. Enjoy it, you know? And, so we get A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, all right? Okay, so you get addition, brackets, calculus, division, exponentials, fractions, graphs, hypotenuse and hysteresis. That's electrical, you know. Got a lot to learn. I just don't, lived a long time, since I was in school and able to do it, you know what I mean? Hypotenuse, which is trigonometry, and hysteresis is electrical fields, or magnetic saturation. I know the word, but a bit of a dunce on the rest of it. H, I indices, J, I can't think of anything mathematic that starts with J, K, L, logarithmic, you know, logs, you know, L, M, multiplication, N, numerator, O, K, can't think of anything right now. But anyway, so you get this sort of thing. If you learn maths alphabetically, you got a whole sequence. You got a whole sequence of fucking things, you know. And the trouble is you got to start off maths on the very, very simple stuff like addition and subtraction, multiplication and division. So you got a there, right? A multiplication, addition, subtraction, right out here, you know. Or there's yeah, learning to use the camera. Addition, subtraction, then multiplication, and then division, and then fractions, and then decimals, you know. And you can't learn calculus and fractions until you've learned multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. That's a sort of simple case. So I taught Sol Khan, if you're going to teach maths, teach people from the simpler subjects first and how they combine to create the more complex subjects later. You know, you can't go A, B, C, you know, addition, brackets, calculus. You can't teach people that shit alphabetically. I don't know many people personally who could, you know. And, but there are people who pull their fingers out of their ass and they sit down with a book on mathematics and they teach themselves from the book and they get it, you know. That's the thing. What am I thinking of? Yeah, so I'm pushing myself to learn all the maths again from scratch. And although most of the fucking early year stuff is fairly simple, learning to think about the fairly complex level of questions for the subject is a skill. You get good at something by practicing. And although, you know, like I'm getting like 100% for most of the stuff, except where I get a little bit confused on the questions or the interpretation of the questions that you're supposed to work the answers out from. But it's practice. If you mentally calculate stuff in your head, if you practice doing that, you get very fucking good and very fucking fast at doing those calculations inside your head, you know. It's like 17 times 32. 10 times 32 is 327, 2 is 14, 7 3s, 21, or 210. So, you know, fuck, just add all that up into your head. I'm tired and I forgot, just forgot, you know. But that's how you do it, you know. 17 times 32, so that's 320, or 10 times 32, yeah, 320. 7 2s are 14, that's 334, and 7 3s are 21, so that's 210 on 334 is I'm fucking tired. Make yourself complete it. So that's 544, I think. But that's how you do this stuff, you know what I mean? You practice and practice and practice, and you start to get really good at it, and you start to get really fast at it, you know? So these are the benefits of fucking, you know, it might be like a retarded grind to the fucking retarded people, but for the people who like being smart and who like being capable and who like going, oh yeah, fuck yeah, you know. And it's also good in those life skills areas where they say, oh, we can do you 1,000 kilos of fucking this, that, or the other for $450, say $7.20 a kilo. So you can mentally go, And they say, oh, yeah, I reckon that comes to about $9,000. It should be right. Sign here. You know what I mean? But you can go, well, $7.20 times 1,000 is 7,000, and 1,000 times 0.2 of a dollar, 20 cents in the dollar, that's $200. So that should be $7,200, not $9,000. You know what I mean? You can, that's where, you know, you get mentally sharp, and that's a good thing. So thank you, Mend. Well, I'm going to end this here.